Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum rahmatullah.
My question is about Shab-e-Barat. People, I mean, the Muslim people, they celebrate Shab-e-Barat, especially Indo and Pakistan Muslim people. And my second question is, does the Middle East Muslim people, especially Saudi Arabian people, does they celebrate Shab-e-Barat or not, which will be tomorrow?
I doubt if they do, very much.
They don't.
They don't, quite. Because they don't believe in these innovations. The Wahhabis do not believe in such innovations. And there we agree with them in the to this extent that we look at the Islam of the time of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam as complete Islam, which cannot be, which can neither be added upon nor subtracted from. It's in totality the most beautiful thing that could happen. If you begin to take away things from it, some features, or add some others, then you'll only be either reducing beauty or adding ugliness. So this is why, according to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings, principal teachings to us, we only follow that for which we have positive evidence that it was practiced as such at the time of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions and his caliphs. Because they had learned from him, so if we find them doing a thing, we consider that to be a part of Islam, as it should be practiced. So of these things, Shab-e-Barat and all these things, and Fatiha and Chalisa and these things, there is not the slightest evidence in the time of Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that these things were celebrated as they are celebrated today. Not only that, they were not celebrated in any way whatsoever. The concept was not there. So what is this Islam which was not known to Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions? We don't believe in these things. Because that is an insult if you truly look at it in this perspective. It's not a sign of love. It's a sign of disrespect. Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, understood Islam from Allah himself, and practiced it and left a rich legacy of Islam as practiced. And you think it's not enough. You add Qawwalis here and there and Fatiha at that point and Shab-e-Barat at another point and so on and so forth. You are destroying Islam. You're not serving Islam in any way. So in principle, we agree that the Islam of the later times should not be taken as Islam. Take it as a local tradition, worthless tradition, but not Islam. So some sects of Muslims agree with us there. Yeah. There we are at one with each other. But some other sects practice these things. And in other cases, we agree with other sects against them. Because there, our principle leads us in a different way from Wahhabis. And there we disagree with Wahhabis and agree with the Brelvis. Because there we consider them to be right in that respect. We do not confirm to these sects as such, individually, to any sect in totality. But partially, we agree with almost every sect. And partially, we differ with almost every sect. And the guideline is given to us by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam. The first important principle is that of the Holy Quran. The second is that of Sunnah, that is tradition, as practiced. And the third, Sunnah, tradition as spoken by Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all that together, as seen through the eyes of the Imam Mahdi, as he read those things, and wherever we were in doubts, those doubts were clarified by Imam Mahdi himself, because he saw with the light shown to him by Allah. So Islam to us is now completely purified, as found in the early days. And we don't need to look elsewhere to other people and other sects to teach us Islam, because this is pure Islam which we have with the grace of Allah.
Shukriya, thank you.